Good evening. You are listening to KKRN Bella Vista, 88.5 FM in Round Mountain. My name is Tom Diskin, and I'll be your host for the next 2 hours. The entrance music you just heard is from a program that's currently airing on Hulu that I've really got hooked on. It's called Empress Kai, and that was the main theme from the soundtrack. It's a very, very beautiful piece. I hope you enjoyed it. And coming up next is Intermountain Classics, our local weekly classical music program. Every Saturday from 5 to 7 p.m., Intermountain Classics features local artists and musicians with live broadcasts and interviews, as well as fine recorded music and commentary. And remember, you can comment on the show or request your favorite music by contacting me at imclassics@kkrn.org. That's imclassics@kkrn.org. Next weekend, musicians from North State Symphony will present a chamber concert in both Reading and Chico. Tonight's Intermountain Classics program features selections from these concerts, featuring works by contemporary composer Lev Abelievich and Libby Larson, and works for solo violin by Fritz Kreisler and Bela Bartok, performed by North State Symphony Concertmaster Terry Bonn and pianist Alexander Tutanov. Also featured will be some exciting selections by Mozart, honoring his 260th birthday, and a very interesting tone poem by Ibert, depicting a sea voyage to various ports of call in the Mediterranean Sea region. So stay tuned for this special program tonight and every Saturday night for your favorite classical music right here on KKRN. And please consider liking Intermountain Classics on Facebook. One of the features of Intermountain Classics is to announce upcoming local concerts, plays, and other cultural attractions in the Reading and Shasta County area. Here are this week's offerings. Shasta College presents an English language production of Beedrich Smetana's wonderful folk opera, The Bartered Bride, beginning on January 28th. The opera features a marriage broker, a circus bear, and a young farm worker who sells his bride for 300 gold pieces. Performances will take place in the Shasta College Theater Thursday through Saturday nights, January 28th, 29th, and 30th at 7 p.m., on Sunday, January 31st at 3 p.m., and again on Friday and Saturday, February 5th and 6th at 7 p.m. Tickets are available at the door or online at shastacollege.edu. For information, call the Shasta College box office at 530-242-7573. The Shasta College Art Department and the O Street Gallery in downtown Reading come together to form a special exhibition of artworks by the Shasta College art students. Takes place January 18th through March 18th. This exhibition highlights the creativity of the art students at Shasta College, as well as the quality and energy of the art department's programs. Included in the exhibit are paintings, sculptures, drawings, prints, photography, 2D and 3D designs, ceramics, glass, watercolors, and graphic design. A special reception will be held at the O Street Gallery from 6 to 8 p.m. on January 22nd. O Street Gallery is located upstairs from the Oregon Street Antique Mall at 1261 Oregon Street, Reading. And on January 30th and 31st, That's next weekend. North State Symphony conductor Scott Seaton makes his saxophone debut in North State Symphony's Winter Chamber Music Concerts. Scott will both conduct and play The Creation of the World by Darius Milhaud. Also included will be some short encore-type pieces for violin and piano by Fritz Kreisler, Libby Larson, and Bela Bartok, as performed by North State Symphony Concertmaster Terry Bond and pianist Alexander Tutanov, and a trio by Belarusian composer Lev Abelievich. Concerts take place on January 31st, that's next Sunday, a week from tomorrow, at 4 p.m. at Old City Hall, 1313 Market Street in Reading, and on Saturday, January 30th at 7:30 p.m. at Roland Taylor Recital Hall on the Cal State Chico campus. For more information, go to northstatesymphony.org or call 530-898-5984. And I might add that the first hour of tonight's program is dedicated to these concerts, so stay tuned for some sneak previews. This spring, Shasta College is producing the classic comedy As You Like It by William Shakespeare. As You Like It follows its heroine Rosalind as she flees persecution in her uncle's court, accompanied by her cousin Celia, to find safety and eventually love in the Forest of Arden. Performance dates are March 10th, 11th, 12th, 13th, 17th, 18th, and 19th at the Shasta College Theater. All shows start at 7 p.m. except for the 13th at 2 p.m. For more information, call 242-2369 or visit shastacollege.edu/theater. Good evening and welcome to Intermountain Classics. I'm your host, Tom Diskin. Next weekend, North State Symphony will present a chamber concert in both Reading and Chico. Included will be works by contemporary composers Lev Abelievich and Libby Larson, and works for violin and piano by Fritz Kreisler and Bela Bartok, featuring North State Symphony Concertmaster Terry Bond as violin soloist. Also featured will be a special performance by North State Symphony conductor and artistic director Scott Seaton, both as conductor and saxophone soloist, in Darius Milhaud's Creation of the World, a suite based on African folk melodies. Tonight, Intermountain Classics presents a preview of these concerts, starting with the beautiful Liebeslied, or Song of Love, by Fritz Kreisler. Performing in this recording is Ko Win Yang violin and Chiharu Aizawa piano. Thank you. This is Intermountain Classics on KKRN 88.5 FM in Round Mountain. I'm Tom Diskin. Thanks so much for listening tonight. Tonight's program has begun with The Song of Love, or Liebeslied, by Fritz Kreisler. It's performed by Ko Woon Yang Violin and Chiharu Ozawa Piano. You can hear this and other works for violin and piano on next weekend's North State Symphony Chamber Music Concerts in both Reading and Chico. Lev Abelievich was a Lithuanian composer born in Vilnius in 1912, but moved to Warsaw to study piano. He began composing in 1935 and was profoundly interested in folk music, literature, and poetry, and had a particular interest in the poetry of the British mystic William Blake. During World War II, he was persecuted by the Nazis as a Jew, but escaped to Belarus from Poland to prevent being imprisoned in a concentration camp. He remained in Belarus until his death in 1985. Many of his works are still relatively unknown today, including several piano sonatas. In the concerts next weekend, North State Symphony is proud to present the North American premiere of his piano trio. Performing in this premiere performance will be Terry Bond violin, Carol Jacobson cello, and Alexander Tutunov piano. We now hear Catherine Luchtenberg violin, Steve Pogel cello, and Alexander Tutunov piano performing the first movement of Lev Abelievich's piano trio. Thank you. Lev Abelievich's Piano Trio is one of his lesser-known works and will receive its North American premiere at next weekend's North State Symphony Concert, Chamber Concert in both Reading and Chico. We've just heard Catherine Luchtenberg, violin, Steve Pogel, cello, and Alexander Tutanov, piano, performing the first movement of this beautiful work. And thanks to Alexander Tutanov for providing this wonderful recording. You can hear a live performance of this piano trio in its entirety at the concerts next weekend. Elizabeth Brown Libby Larson is a contemporary American composer. Along with composer Stephen Paulus, she is a co-founder of the Minnesota Composers Forum, now the American Composers Forum. A former holder of the Papamarku Chair at John W. Kluge Center of the Library of Congress, Larson has also held residencies with the Minnesota Orchestra, the Charlotte Symphony Orchestra, and the Colorado Symphony Orchestra. Here now are two works by Libby Larson, a piece for clarinet and guitar called Deep Blue, and Four on the Floor from the album Circle of Friends. These are two very contrasting works, as you'll hear in just a moment. Performing on Deep Blue is Caroline Hardig, clarinet, and on Four on the Floor is Curtis McCumber, violin, Norman Fisher, cello, Deborah Dunham, bass, and Jeannie Kierman, piano.
Thank you.
Well, that was quite enthusiastic. We've heard Carolyn Hartig clarinet playing Blue Piece and Curtis McCumber violin, Norman Fisher cello, Deborah Dunham bass, and Jeannie Kierman piano playing Four on the Floor from the album Circle of Friends, both works by contemporary American composer Libby Larson. You can hear another of Larson's works performed on next weekend's North State Symphony Chamber Concerts. This will be a work for solo violin and piano called Blue Piece. The Romanian Folk Dances is a suite of six short piano pieces composed by Béla Bartók in 1915. It's been orchestrated and rewritten for many other instruments, including flute, violin, viola, and cello. Here is a performance for violin and piano as performed by Tessa Lark, violin, and Yannick Rafalamana, piano. This is the Romanian Folk Dances by Béla Bartók. Thank you. Béla Bartók's Romanian folk dances are based on 7 Romanian tunes from Transylvania, originally played on fiddle or a shepherd's flute. The original name for the piece was entitled Romanian Folk Dances from Hungary, but was later changed by Bartók when Romania annexed Transylvania in 1918. It's now available in the 1971 edition, which is written with key signatures, although Bartók rarely ever wrote key signatures. Well, no January classical concert can be complete without a tribute to Mozart. This coming week, we celebrate his 260th birthday. Here is the Prague Chamber Orchestra, under the direction of Sir Charles Mackerras, performing Mozart's Symphony No. 30 in D major. Thank you.
Thank you.
This is Intermountain Classics on KKRN 88.5 FM in Round Mountain. I'm Tom Diskin. Thanks for joining me this evening. And I hope you're enjoying this kind of rainy evening, sitting back and listening to beautiful classical music from your community station, KKRN in Round Mountain. And we've just heard Sir Charles Mackerras conducting the Prague Chamber Orchestra in a performance of Mozart's Symphony No. 30 in D major in celebration of Mozart's 260th birthday. And make sure you tune in again next Saturday, because I'm going to be planning a very special Mozart celebration for you. So that's something for you to look forward to. Stay tuned for more music on Intermountain Classics. The second hour of our program features a piano concerto by Litolf and a most interesting tour of the Mediterranean seaports called Escales, or Ports of Call by Iber.